Right now, we'll bring in the man who was a dead ringer on the Kentucky Derby. That is Mike Kazi. Congratulations, Mike.
Not only the Derby. Friday, we said Fast Boat would win. He won. Gave you the exacta. Gave you the Oaks winner. Sconson ran second to a 1-5 favorite. Lexingtonian at 49-1 ran second. So it was very easy to catch the exacta there that paid $700. And then the cherry on top was the Derby exacta and trifecta.
Now, I watched the race. I put it on and watched the race, the Kentucky Derby itself.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always exciting to see, I don't know about speed or anything, but a horse take a horse lead wire to wire. For you know, to me, that was always, that was exciting to see.
Well, it's exciting to see it at, well, you know, if you know about racing a little bit, the fractions that the horse cut, it wasn't a 50-half. The horse ran legitimate fractions and still ran the mile and a quarter and won. And not only that, but the other two horses were right behind him the entire time. The only horse that closed a little bit was the favorite that managed to get fourth. But it was pretty much 7, 8, 9 around the track.
Yeah, it was fun to watch. And it's not a big horse either.
No, and I was right about the other thing. Remember what I said? I liked Midnight Bourbon except for the jockey change?
Yeah.
Where was Midnight Bourbon? Nowhere to be found.
Well,
it was kind of like right on everything. The only thing that wasn't right was in the race where I said I like Lexingtonian. So he was the 13, so I always use the 11. And I did have the exacta with the 4, and I used the horse I said, Whitmore. So that's the superfecta, but they didn't have dime superfectas. They only had dollars. And I play the way I play. I never play dollar superfectas. It's just too expensive for me. You know what the superfecta paid in that race? It was 4, 13, 9, 11. I had every number on my ticket. You know what the superfecta paid?
What?
If I hit it, I wouldn't be here today. $405,000.
Wow.
Had all the numbers. So I hope our people played some races this weekend, because they got more money in their pocket this weekend than they got from a free stimulus check.
Right. So now, I want to go to baseball. How about San Francisco? They're out west.
Before I got banned from Facebook again this weekend, I said, this will explain to you the state of baseball. You got the Kansas City Royals, who expected to do nothing, the Boston Red Sox, who were expected to do nothing, and the San Francisco Giants, who were expected to do nothing, all in first place.
Well, you got the, but you have also, I mean, the Yankees have come back to be 2.5 out. Toronto,
they're 500.
Yeah, all I'm saying is there's a lot of mediocre baseball out there as well.
Oh, it stinks, and it's not only mediocre baseball. It's everything stinks about baseball. I was watching the Mets Philly game last night, and the Mets darling Diaz, as I call him, the guy who's an incinerator when it comes to holding leads, gave up the lead. But let's go to the replay. They said the home run wasn't a home run, and the Phillies wound up losing. Diaz gave up a 3-run missile in the bottom of the ninth for the game to be tied 8-8, only for the umpires to come out and say, no, 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 not a home run. Baseball is a joke. If you seriously think that baseball is like what it was, you need serious help. The baseball as we know it today is garbage. The pitching stinks. They showed some stats last night that were mind-boggling. Every one out of 20 at-bats in the major leagues is a home run. Not 20 games, not 20 innings. One out of 20 at-bats is a home run. And the strikeouts, the number they gave last night was so bizarre. There's 1,000 more strikeouts in baseball this year, this far in the season, than hits. 1,000 more strikeouts after 1 month of baseball than base hits. 1,000. That's crazy. That's absolutely crazy. I don't understand what they're doing with this game, but it's not baseball anymore. It's some kind of electronic stratego game or something, and it's a pretty unwatchable product.
Well, it's the same thing. If you go back and you Google baseball games from the 70s and even early 80s, very early 80s, and you go back and you Google NFL games from the 70s and the early 80s, you'll see they're played totally different nowadays.
And that's why you have a remote control. I mean, you don't even have to get up and change the channel anymore. You don't have to watch it. I don't watch it. Football was dead to me 6 years ago. Basketball, a lot more than that. Hockey, I still watch a little bit. They haven't made the goal the size of a soccer net yet. And baseball, very few games are on my television.
Yeah, hockey's maintained most of what they've been doing. But
they got that weird overtime that they have. But thank goodness they didn't expand that to the playoffs yet. The playoffs are still pure. It's the only game you can watch that hasn't changed.
And you're right. I was watching that game that went the Cincinnati game yesterday, that went into extra innings. Having that person on second base is just stupid.
Terrible.
I'm sorry.
Terrible.
I'm sorry. It's like watching. I never was good enough to play in the Little League. I always played in the minor leagues in Little League. It was like it's like you're watching the minor leagues again. Okay, let's help these kids out here. We'll put somebody on second and see if they can get them in.
It's an insult to pitchers.
I think it's an insult.
It's an insult. Then you go back to the thing, okay? So you're starting a phony extra inning game with a guy on second base, and those stats count, but when you pitch a seven-inning no-hitter, it doesn't count. Why?
I think it's an insult to everybody if you're a Major League Baseball player that you have to have somebody at second base to speed up the game. And the game is just plain.
I said in the beginning, if you don't like the game as it's played, change the channel. Yeah. Don't watch it.
Yeah.
Don't watch it. If you don't like watching a 14-inning extra inning game where any at-bat can end the game, don't watch it. If you need something more entertaining than that, watch cartoons. That's more your mindset. Watch cartoons. Watch something that you can associate with more. Watch something that's fake. Don't watch something that's real. Baseball, in its purest sense, is the best game around, and these people just keep trying to destroy it.
Yeah, absolutely. And once again, remember how we talked about a month and a half ago, the Knicks had to keep winning?
Mm-hmm.
Damn, they're amazing. 36-28. They now have like a three or four game lead over the people that they need to stay in the playoffs. And once again, they're. It's, I don't know. It's just good to see, and we'll see what happens.
Good for them. You know what? I'm rooting for the Knicks. You know why? They got a bunch of young kids. They got a bunch of guys trying to make a name for themselves. They got no fat cats like all these other teams have and people making statements and everything. The Knicks just come out and play basketball as they can, and they're winning. And I hope they knock a few teams off in the playoffs. I hope they make it, and I hope they win a few series because it'll open up some eyes.
And hockey, the Islanders the Islanders crushed the Rangers this weekend. So.
Yeah, that's all set. The Rangers, as we know it from when the season started, weren't going to make the playoffs. The Islanders are the team. They hit their little slump. They might have hit it at the right time before you get in the playoffs, and this way you can hit the playoffs running. They didn't fall to oblivion. It's just a couple other teams got hot. It's hard to stay hot for 2 months, never mind three and a half. So those other teams are going to have to keep that pace up when they hit the playoffs. And the Islanders, they're just hitting it again. I think the Islanders are going to make even more noise than they made last year, and they had a pretty good run.
All right. Anything else before we say so long? And we throw you that parade for your big weekend of horse racing?
I should have two parades.
That's right.
Two parades.
Well, good job this weekend. Good job.
Yes, sir.
All right, I'll speak.
A little station that could.
Yeah. Maybe we'll speak about Aaron Rodgers when you come back on Friday.
Yeah, that's another crazy thing.
Once again, I love Aaron Rodgers. Don't get me wrong, but I just hate when players dictate to ownership what they must do.
How long did this draft last? Like, is it still going on?
I have no idea.
It started Thursday, right?
I think they're in round like 736.
Unbelievable. That's unbelievable.
I can't follow that. I'm sorry.
Oh, I didn't watch it. I mean, when I checked ESPN for scores and stuff, and I saw they were still giving draft picks, I was like, you got to be kidding me. This thing's still going on?
It's pretty amazing. All right, I'll check with you on Friday.
You got to have a great week, guys.
Mike Cossey this morning with the Check on Sports here on Robin Hood Radio.